My name is Velocity Child. Every Thursday at the stroke of midnight, step into the parlor of Fallen Woman. We will be waiting for you here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
You were listening to Fallen Woman on Radio Free Brooklyn, and we're with a very excited crew today. We have Farah
Zuleika.
Thank you. Juliet.
Jaskier.
Yes. Richie. Nitty.
Rich Nitty.
Yes. Stormy.
Leather.
Face.
I'm bisexual. Oh, sorry. Wrong meeting. Face boy.
Yes.
Trolling for
Thank you. Continue. You were saying
Pussy
Farah.
Dick. Pussy dick.
So
trolling.
You guys all slid in my DM, and
yeah.
The messages that I got, I was like, you know what? This is what always validates what I do. Sometimes I honestly feel like I go so hard, but every time I went hard into
When you say you asked if I thought you were being ratchet, you were wondering if...
Because I'm totally not...
I thought you were being, like, too harsh or
extra...
extreme.
See,
people
always try to tone police me and my victims. Like,
oh.
Yeah, they're always like... Well, that's
well,
not
I saw that you
of
were
an
being,
ambassador.
I saw that
that's
you
not how an
on, and that you
someone
were
that
up
sticks
that's
up
what I
for
saw.
Human
thank,
rights
thank
should
you.
Speak.
Yeah.
No, that I remember seeing them say
I
that. Like that's not
really
so,
distraught
oh, really?
And
she's
angry
a,
and sticking up for herself.
Yeah, it's because they said so much.
But yet Donald Trump, the president of the fucking
right.
United States, can say all this shit. And then it's fine if he says it. Ish is no holds barred.
Right.
But the moment that you say something, it's like, oh, she's an ambassador
yeah.
at the UN.
Oh, how dare
like she,
you.
She's working with you know
and
human
the,
rights,
right.
and she talks like that.
It's negating.
Your fucking president-elect talks
yes.
like that. So why is it different if she talks
and,
like
and,
that?
And they're trying to
Who
negate.
Who the fuck do
it's
you
about,
think you are?
Yes, Stormy. Preach. It is like discrediting. That's what they're trying to do. Because
it's like,
the
I can do it, but you fucking can't.
Yeah, it's like what she posted. She posted behind my back some totally
and
false
read, reiterate real quick. She is?
Martina Marcota, a.k.a. Lady Alchemy.
A.k.a. Mo Coco Mo Smoke Up.
I actually want to hug you, and then I have to take you aside and then hug your beard.
Yes, do it,
I love it.
love.
If you actually did that,
could you imagine?
I'd freak the fuck
yeah,
out.
You could have it.
Could you leave it right now? I just want to spend some time with your beard.
You could, I love it.
You could like hang stuff in it. You could like put ornaments
in it. I'm sure he's got something.
I do have this habit of
put a whole joint
bringing
up in
things
there.
Back and bringing things
kinda.
Forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to bring something back and bring something forward. We were talking about language and things that you can and can't say. And bringing it forward is, Velocity earlier asked me one of the things I wanted to talk about. And it was one of the things with the differences between the millennials and the Gen X.
Yes.
And I've seen this battle going on, you know, where Gen X
up on the cusp.
Gen X has been bashing millennials.
I don't bash
and really
millennials.
Pisses me off.
Yeah, no, I don't.
One of the things that I heard recently.
Case by case basis.
One of the
always.
Things I heard recently.
I appreciate that as a millennial.
Yes.
Thank
so
you.
Yes.
So
one
true.
I know we
one
can
of
be
the
jerks.
Things that, one of the, no, hold on.
It's not your fault.
No.
Wait,
one of the
it's
things
not.
I heard recently was that millennials want to get to the top of the mountain, but they don't want to climb it. And
not true.
And my view on this is no.
Yeah,
my,
but Gen
no,
X is
no.
called slackers.
Wait.
Yeah.
My view on this is that's a good thing. That's problem solving. That's saying I can go somewhere without doing the same traveling and the same bullshit that you went through. That's saying I can figure something out.
Right.
And
efficiency.
It's efficiency, yes. And
which I think
and,
is tied
and,
in
and
with
something that I
growing
want
up
to
with
say,
the internet, which
right.
is a different way to grow up.
And,
yeah.
there, and there's
yes,
some,
yes,
and
there's, you,
and
there's that efficiency is key.
And there's something
yeah.
I want to say to the millennials from me. I'm not quite Gen X. I'm on the cusp of Gen X and baby boomers.
You're right. You're
what
right
I want to say,
really,
and I'm looking at you right now.
Yeah,
I'm on the
say,
other end of that. I'm on the cusp of Gen X and millennials.
I'm
connected
with middle Gen X.
I want to say,
you and me both.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what we have given.
I agree.
You.
I think it's unfair.
I'm sorry that we have
but,
burned all of these fossil fuels. I'm sorry that we have we have been responsible.
But it's not only that. We still
have global warming. I'm sorry that this has led to polar vortex. I'm sorry that this has led to Superstorm Sandy. I'm sorry that we have given you a world.
I would blame my parents' generation for more of that.
I'm sorry that we have given you a world.
No,
that you
I agree.
Have to solve our problems.
They've
for.
Had far more influence
and
than we
I
have.
I am grateful that you are problem solvers.
Face boy.
It's not
that
only
is,
that,
first
face
of all,
boy.
That is
it's also
one
an
of
apology
the kindest...
that we never fixed education.
You were saying.
That's the main problem. We never fixed education. We never realized that.
No, but it's
technology was changing everything. We're like, ah, look at this neat
no,
thing.
No, you're right
it's
about
not gonna
that.
Do anything.
Though, because we
and we didn't prepare, and we're still not preparing our newer
right
generations.
No.
There's a few that are, but that's the rich neighborhoods. That's the one with you know the
I think,
fewer
but you're right,
students
I,
in a classroom.
I
it's
think,
an
I
education
feel,
problem.
I think that's
and we shit
that,
on that, and then we still expect you millennials to. What
but
the fuck is wrong
I feel
with
like
you?
That
we didn't even give
you
anything
too,
to work
though.
With.
I feel like
I didn't
give
you fucking anything to work
that
with.
That came before
yes.
you probably
I think
did
both
that
of our
too.
I will say this. Both
you
of
know?
Our generations have been this is going to be
yeah,
controversial.
I, have a big
yeah.
I personally
but
have a big problem with the
both,
baby boomers.
Both
I
of our
like
generations
they
have been
baby boomers.
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 And
you
have
can
with
even
the millennials.
See, if you
yeah,
watch 90s
boomers.
Movies, which millennials are obsessed with the 90s, as you know, we were like born in
we
the rock. 90s. Because
the
so
90s
like,
was fucking
yeah,
rocks.
By the we were born in like the post 9/11 era where everything was shitty
it was
already.
It like the roaring 20s.
Wait,
like,
how old are you when you were born?
Time for
ah, models aren't supposed to say that. I'll say off the record.
Do you want
to
write a number on a piece of paper?
Only because my
agency
is going
to
be
write mine
this
on a piece
and then
of paper.
They're curse me
I'll say
out
this.
Can you,
I'll
give,
just,
can
wait,
you finger it?
Wait, no, I'll just say this. I'll just say this. That'll make her more. I hate agency that's listening to this. This old crony blonde chick who gets on stage and yells at people. Bitter twisted spinster. I could be her mama.
You know what?
She's so there
I'm
you
gonna
go.
Tell.
She's
I'm
young.
Just gonna say
she's
right now, out like.
I know. Stop it.
Out loud.
She,
out loud.
I could be her mama.
Fuck you.
It's only because
fuck
I'm under
contract.
I'm
gonna tell her age. She fingered me her age, and I'm about to go over there and pop that fucking pink. Goddamn
you
ball
see
underneath
how
her ass.
So that is the truth about modeling, though. You guys need to. What
it's
is that,
vicious,
that movie that we just watched that was amazing?
Oh, Neon Dragon.
Modeling.
Neon
no. The
Neon
Demon.
Neon Demon.
Can I just talk about modeling? I'm curious
fire.
About this.
Yeah.
The mini
of cinematography like wise.
I think that was the movie. I think that's the movie we're gonna watch the other night.
What you must go through the stage and the pressure and the.
Not now.
I don't know. I almost honestly. Feel like modeling is like sex work, but without the sex.
It totally is. We learn exactly how to.
There's an objectification. Yep. There's a disassociation.
We learn how to like seduce
a,
with our eyes, with our yes. face.
When I was a lot younger, I did a tiny.
There's
I had
like
a brief.
Seductive geisha quality.
When I was a lot. When I was
yeah.
a much much younger woman and more like you know I was like 25.
Can I just say yeah. I thought
I
everybody
liquor.
Here was. Younger than 30.
Yeah.
I thought everybody
but
you
I was
so
trivial. It is true. I'm not
thank
lying.
Back in the day,
I'm
I was
my ID.
No, back in the day when I lived in Chicago, I did some commercial print, right? Because I'm more like all American.
Yes,
like, you know,
I see
apple pie.
Beautiful.
And they for a commercial print, you don't have to be as thin, you don't have to be as tall.
Right.
Although you still kind of do. So I would show up for these ads. To do the job, and they just what I didn't like about it is I was never aspiring to be a model because I'm not tall enough, I'm not the right body type. I'm just like, oh, whatever, I'll make
you're
some money.
Beautiful.
Well,
my agent
wanted to push me into it, and I was
it's
like,
a
okay,
gig. Yeah,
it's a gig,
right.
It pays
it's
money.
Just a job.
So I would go on it, and they would just I would get there, and I'm like, oh god, this is awful. I would sit down, and they're like, they come in, and the stylist would be like, what are you, a 10? I'm like, 4? And they're like, oh, this is years ago too. I was like, so it's like. You know, more in, I was more in shape, I was younger, I was thinner, and they'd just be like, one woman literally, I was sitting on a stool. Nobody looks good
I will
on a
say
stool.
This, I'm a very proud
nobody.
12.
It makes your
beautiful.
Hips look, but
breaks
she literally,
my heart
no,
to hear this
no,
gorgeous.
It's okay, it's okay, there's nothing wrong with
it's
being a 12.
Up.
It's nothing wrong with being a 12.
No, but, no, I mean, it, what the way you were being
yeah.
spoken
and then,
to.
And right. then they were like complaining,
yes.
they were complaining
shocks
about
me a bit.
My hair,
oh,
my ears.
That's what I'm trying
I mean,
to tell you. They pick,
they
you,
pick
apart.
You apart.
So
like,
when these trolls come
you.
On the internet, I'm like, I got signed
yeah.
as a young, I was, I was like 13 when I got my first Molly contract. So I do.
Oh,
I'm
babe.
Like, what you
hard.
Say does not hurt me.
It's
like, I've
had a stable upbringing.
You have no idea when the
very,
last time I
so
cried
young.
Was. And it's been probably
it was,
15
it was,
to be
yeah.
thrust into that.
Wow.
It was, but it was wow. all me. My mother told me that. I brought the contract to my mom, and she freaked out. She was like, they were going to. Give him cocaine
and she was right. And she was
insane. You're going to become neurotic and just stare at the mirror all the time.
I was worried about having a child star.
Yeah, my mom said that.
She's seen Gia freaked out.
Oh, but you know what? I have to admit something from my mama. Oh, my God. I remember when I got my first big job. And you know, girls and their moms. I was at that age where I was a teenager now, so my mom would tell me stuff and I would be mad because when I first got signed as mom, it was my dad. It was always my dad. People always get surprised to hear that because he's the male coming from my background. But he was, as long as we studied, like I said, because he just loved women being educated and strong.
Right.
He's like, let her do what she wants. But then behind my back, he'd be like, go with her. But
yeah.
Yes, but he'd be like, just let her do what she wants. So I remember, like, they'll really try to tell you anything, and it would be my mom that would always be in my ear, like, you know what, you don't
like
need
Obi-Wan
this.
Like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, she'd be
shoulder.
Like, you don't need this. If they tell you something, it would be me. Like, she would hear sometimes the way they would talk.
Yeah.
But when your mom is there, they don't talk to you like that. It's true. My mother would sit there and be like, say something to my daughter. But,
yes.
like, you know, she's not always there, especially as I got older. I'd be like, mom, none of the other girls' moms go with them. Like, whatever, I'm fine. And, like, you know, she would always tell me, though. She would always be there. Like, it doesn't matter if you want to quit. You can quit anytime you
yeah.
want. Just remember who you really are, that you're smart, that you're any. Even when I was a little girl, you know, I would go to my mom. All girls feel insecure about themselves at some point. It doesn't
well,
matter
especially
how.
And in puberty, you're going through this major transition.
Yeah, it doesn't
and
matter
that,
how
and
cute
it starts,
you are.
And
it
that's why
when
you
you're
fight
a child.
To be rebellious anyway.
It starts when
you
even
don't
become
be in that
aware
box,
that
so you're
wearing clothing.
Out,
yeah. yeah,
the
yes.
moment you even become aware that you're wearing clothing, it happens before
you
that. They put it on you the moment that you're born.
It's so
done.
True, Stormy. It's so true. And so.
For me, I was
I,
10 years old when I became really keen.
I would sometimes say to my mom, like, you know, I don't, especially growing up in upstate New York, being of my ethnic background, I wasn't like the other girls. Not to say I got picked on. I had friends that were overweight.
But you stood out.
And you were handicapped and things
right.
like that. They used to get really picked on. People used to say things to me, but I'm not going to sit here and compare, you know, my experience with theirs. Theirs was way worse. I used
yeah.
to pull up for them all the time. Like, no, she's beautiful. You're just jealous. Like, they used to just say stupid shit. Like, no one cares. But yeah. Like, so I didn't,
but at the
I didn't
end
look
of
like
the
them,
day,
but I go
but,
to my
but,
mom.
But at the end of the day, it's like,
I say to her, like, am I ugly? Am I weird? Because I don't look like other people. And my once or twice, my mom would be like, no, you're not. You're beautiful. And then by the third time, she would get so irritated. She'd be like, well, and what? And who cares if nobody thinks you're cute? Is that all you are? That's all you... Nobody tells boys that they're... Oh,
yeah.
No, they're not cute. Now they can't be anything. No. So what if I'm not cute? And I'm not cute. I'm not scared of being an ugly girl. I'm a smart girl. Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, well, I'll still get my money with my ugly ass. And I'll still get a little sugar baby boyfriend like J-Lo. And I won't care. And I won't care. It's all boys do it, guys do it all the time.
No,
how many
yeah.
ugly,
and
gross guys
like
do
I said,
From the day we can even understand language,
we know.
Hot chick pining for a minute.
Yes.
You know?
Really?
What
so
I remember when you said, you said you were 10
super?
Years old. You said you were 10 years old when you realized it. It was very apparent.
When
that
I first started to become body conscious.
Yeah.
I sprouted tits early. And
oh.
I was the first girl in school to get pubic hair. And I just transitioned from Montessori school into public school for the first time.
It's awful.
And I was completely like,
that's
awful. I was like a total alien in a foreign land.
I just got tall.
Girls circled me in the playground to stand up and like corner me and be like, you need to wear a bra.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what? I wasn't even like. I never thought about my tits.
Oh my God!
And then one
it's
of
like
the
you
mean
never
girls,
think about it until somebody says it to you.
Because I was the new kid, convinced me she was my friend.
It's just your body. It's an innocent thing until someone perverts it for you.
So she could fuck with me.
Your body isn't an innocent thing.
She found out I had pubic hair. From that point on, for the rest of sixth grade, I was known as Perm Puss.
Oh, God.
Wow, sixth grade. See, that's what I mean.
Day.
That is that shit.
Let
that
me tell you something.
Months before I got my first period,
there's a great book
11,
that I feel. Yeah. No, there's a great book that I read, and I actually bought it for Deity. It's a great book. It's actually.
At 11.
No, sorry you went through that.
That
I'm
no,
so sorry.
I'm glad
it
you
explained
know.
Why in 1986, before anyone else started doing it, when I was 16 years old and I just lost my virginity, I shaved that shit off. That's when I started going bald.
And see how it affects you. Something just
no,
bald
it will affect
everybody.
You.
That's deeply, though.
You but I will say this. There's a great book. It's actually called Slut.
See, you OG
Slut.
For real. You just
the
originator.
It's,
yeah.
It's a book.
Like,
and this,
a
woman,
bit of
this woman... This woman did a whole, like... it's actually a fairly short read. But it's called, right, they are.
They're lit, Stormy.
You're going to love this.
We're a little baked, folks. We're a little baked, folks.
I am sober.
No
although
comment.
I'm a little drunk.
I'm biased,
but I'm drunk.
Talk
champagne.
Like,
little drunk. But
champagne.
Anyway.
I'm champagne.
Fine.
It's Italian
no,
now.
Velocity.
Yes.
I didn't have any marijuana because I have way too much shit to do tomorrow.
That's when the
so patron like,
becomes patron.
I had no weed yet, but I've been
and
getting
the champagne
the whiskey.
Becomes
yep.
I'm very selective about the weed when
whiskey
I
is my
when
friend.
I smoke the weed because I have so much shit to do tomorrow.
Weed
so.
Is my friend, but it dumbs me down.
Yeah. I know how
and
I get.
I
that's
have,
what like, I got too
you know,
much
like
work
some
to do.
Some people smoke weed and it's sharper.
And I'm on point.
That's what happens
me.
I get really psychedelic and trippy.
Yeah.
That is
not
me.
Everyone's drinking her hand.
What were you saying?
I'm on point.
I was saying, in exactly to what
fierce,
you were saying,
fierce. Yes.
You were talking
Jeremy
about
Letterman.
How these girls...
Told me I need to wear a bra.
Right. And,
they
and
also
then,
cornered me in seventh
okay,
grade and told me I need
you.
To shave my legs.
No, I know.
That happened.
But I'm going to tell you where this stems from if you're going to shut the
really
fuck
on.
Up.
Yeah, right.
Seriously.
Well,
I love
that's,
you.
You must be talking to all of us.
Okay,
all
this is a lighter note. This is what my mom used to say. My mom is one of these little tiny women. She's like 5'4", but her frame is tiny. Her hands are like half the size of
I hope you have
my,
a good fucking
But this is my mom. My mom... My mom and used to say to my sister's 5'8½".
Okay,
and she's strapping. My sister's
Uh-oh.
Strapping.
Nice.
She looks like she could break this one in half. Like she just grabs
oh, wow.
it.
Well,
so
most people.
Do. My and my sister's very voluptuous.
Beautiful.
The way she's built.
She sounds
and my mom.
Great.
Yeah, my mom would say this.
I could do it right now. You want to watch?
Pretty much. Yeah.
My mom would say this all the time to me and my sister. She would listen. Again, my mom's a waif. She'd
right.
look at Jill and I. She'd go. You
my
mom
was built like a hummingbird
yeah.
too. I
yeah, and my mom would just go
like Kate Moss.
Yeah,
like a
and my mom was
like a
pixie.
Yeah,
waif.
My mom weighs
like
110 right now, but my mom's like you and your sister are so
like
large. You're just large. You and Jill are large.
We
you're
can't
so
be
large.
Anybody.
For
because
him.
People
lonely,
tell me
though.
To eat a sandwich like
I know,
all day.
I know, babe. I know.
I, like, I ate all the damn sandwiches.
Juliet,
I
completely feel your pain.
I
my
can't
mother was a
do
size
anything
one
about
my whole
it.
Life for you. She weighed
yeah.
only 100 pounds.
My mom weighs
110
right now.
And even you try to gain weight. Like, I remember getting teased through high school.
She used to complain about gaining weight.
We are totally using the word waif wrong.
See, here we go.
Waif, well, it's an orphan, and kind of an orphan type,
yeah.
too. That's the other definition.
But you're using it as
we're
a
talking about
thing.
The Urban Dictionary definition, where Kate Moss came into play.
Like,
apathy angel.
Check it out.
You'll
see.
All right. Who else? Who in burlesque would be considered a waif? Like, really little.
Like,
short
can we turn it into
and little.
A positive thing?
Seedy, eaty?
It's not
yeah.
bad. It's
yeah,
not negative.
No, but I just kind of like how it...
Waif.
Waif.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
it is a, it has been used in a positive
yeah.
way.
It's
not
negative.
It's
not
negative.
Like
negative.
A fairy, like a
right.
pixie.
Okay.
Like
light.
Hold on, I'm looking
at
it.
It's only
like
how
people
oh, okay. So Urban
own.
Dictionary says,
like
waif, a very
yeah.
skinny person, especially woman.
But little, too small bones.
Supermodel
yeah.
Kate Moss, check out that waif-like indie
that
chick.
Was,
mm-hmm. That was the example.
Somebody
yeah.
who's got all the aerialists
that's
I work
when
with
really
are waves.
Began that term.
When I,
oh,
work at,
here it is. The second definition
like
is
tiny,
a
women.
Poor, skinny, homeless child, typically a Dickens,
yes.
a Dickensonian oh, in London. Normally
yes,
has yeah, Dickensonian in London. Normally has
Dickensian.
Unnecessarily filth
sorry,
about his
love,
face and or clothing, the
what
butt of many cruel jokes involving his financial status.
Wow. That was thorough.
So is it like,
so here's a dick pic you haven't seen.
Oh my!
I call this the salamander because the feet.
Oh my god! That is fucking
oh my god! Give me that dick pic.
You can see it if you want.
Give it to me now.
It's a very graphic photo of his penis. I'm just
that is,
you.
But that's the kind of picture you sent.
Wait,
that's
what?
The kind of
face
you do not. The
head.
One, the one
wait.
That he sent.
Wait,
you call
that
a
salamander?
It's a salamander.
Okay, should we get back on topic somewhere?
But Richie, you want to see the salamander?
No, I'm good.
I wanted to Juliet has
it's
something
funny,
to say.
Right?
Wait, hold on. First,
you were
saying
something.
Yeah,
okay. So I
are
finally
you
wait.
Sure.
I finally saw your penis.
It's funny.
You finally saw your brother's penis.
Not interested in
how do you
myself,
feel now?
Right?
It feels like I looked at my brother's penis and freaked out.
Right
now.
You can't. It's a little bad touch.
You can't
unsee
it, Juliet. I'm freaking out right now. I'm having a moment.
Not interested.
She sounds like a crying
shower.
Nope.
And come
Julia Jeske, her face is turning a little red. She, you're a little
freaking
flushed.
Me out.
Wait,
it's like when it's like when I saw Albert Cadaver's penis, which I've seen like 800 times.
Oh,
never.
It is a really pretty cocktail.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I'm making this face.
I,
you can't see
that.
This face on the radio.
I've seen it.
I mean that.
We've shared a dressing room.
It's all good.
Okay.
I've just seen photos of it, which he's shown me as like, look at my penis.
Oh,
and I'm like,
Albert,
please put that back.
Well, ask first.
Just get it out of my
I have no, I'm not dissing Albert Cadabra. It's just that I've never seen him in that light. You know, it's like he's always been a platonic
it's
friend.
Like, it's like your brother's
penis. It's like, so it's like seeing my brother's penis. It would freak me out. I'd leave the room. I'd be like, oh my God. The biggest penis I ever saw was on a model, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
Jesus,
that's theory
sometimes.
That skinny dudes have
they,
big ones.
Skinny dudes have big ones.
Yeah, especially like the super tall, lanky, skinny.
That's Juliet's type, you know.
That's
it.
We.
That they
see what
saw.
You did, Juliet?
I did.
I think.
Look what you did.
Okay,
oh,
no. Skinny, tall guys.
Tall, like
no
they're
hips.
Like, they have no hips. They're just straight up and down
bean
like
bowls.
This. Like a, yes, bean
I'm
palm,
so weak around those men.
Flat
like
belly, no
leg.
Ass whatsoever fucking ever.
But they've got arms like steel little,
yes,
little steel bands.
Just like these like big, long, and then forearms
yeah.
match
the.
The
man that I currently have a crush on, that I've had a crush on for months, is built like that. I can't even take, I can't even
just,
handle him.
Damn.
I can't even handle him. I've not seen it. I have no idea. He's just somebody I know.
But
and
you
I
have
like
an
him.
Idea. That's why you can't handle him.
I can't handle
hey.
Him. I hang out with him
you
and
know
I'm just
you
like,
he's
like, yes,
him.
I can.
I mean, a dick.
He's a little
you
young for me,
conviction.
But he like hangs out with me and I'm just like,
you would think
you
about young
dick
guys. That
dick.
Young
no.
guys are usually a no-go for you.
Well,
the
if you're much younger. If they're like 20 years younger, forget it. But if they're like 10 years younger, yes.
But nobody believes that any of you are over 30.
I am.
I kind of am like, I don't know.
I don't blame you. Yeah.
I'm like, these people
like
are performers. They're acting.
No.
This can't
I still get naked for a living.
Yeah,
yeah
like, I'm like, you know, modeling, they try to sell you this lie that they're like I said, you have to see that movie, the Neon, what is Neon Demon, where they talk about that the girl turns 20. One of my actually good friends.
But I'll be honest, if that shit's
that
too
movie.
Big, it's not.
Taylor Hill, she's
it's
a, she's
very...
gorgeous. She was at Versace this season movie, mm-hmm. and she's in that movie, and they talk about it, where the whole plot centers on these models, and they're all gorgeous, and they're all real models.
Wait,
like,
what's the name of this movie?
The Neon Demon.
Oh, I saw that. That
yeah.
was fucked up.
And they're like sabotaging each other and they turn 20 and
like
freak out. They're like, we're all
sci-fi
old. We're ancient. And they're
I
like,
I did see
having,
a documentary.
Like,
it's a really good documentary. Can't remember the
yeah.
name of
it.
I'm
like,
no,
bitch. All you really need is a nap and some good moisturizer.
Yeah,
tell us, what are the
it
secrets?
Was,
how do you all,
sunscreen.
Are you all vampires?
Does
sunscreen.
Everything.
Sunscreen every day.
Right. And mind you, for the people that can't see, like, they say black don't crack, but all of these lovely ladies happen to be Caucasian.
We're
as far as
pale
I can
as
see.
Fuck.
Yes.
It, for me, it is sunscreen 365 days a year, every single day. If I leave my apartment, I have sunscreen on. If it's but sunscreen made for the face, UVA,
sunscreen
UVB.
Sunscreen always irritates my skin because it's sensitive skin.
I use a good
so
one.
I always either have
I get
an umbrella or I dodge and always... I only go out in the
not
dark
the same
or at
I
night or I always like
make sure I'm walking on the shady side of the street, which in New York is an amazing
sun exposure. Well, I found that redheads too tend to have great skin because you avoid skin.
Yes,
you avoid the sun.
Oh, I avoid it completely.
You don't get tan at all. Yeah, to live more.
Like 5 to 10 minutes in the sun without any sunscreen, I'm done.
Terrible.
Faith, what about your youthful looks?
Well, I have to spend time in the sun.
But I love the sun. It's good for my skin, but my skin's like, nah, man.
Yeah, but you're half Italian. So your skin can handle it? No? No, no, you're not. Oh, wait, that's right.
No, my godfather's Italian.
I got confused. I'm so sorry. So, your reason you have
Richie,
to
how do you get such
sun?
A great tan? I'm being sarcastic.
Well, you know, growing up in California, I normally go to the beach on the weekend.
I'm being sarcastic.
So. No, seriously.
You got such a great color.
Hey.
But I'm
black and proud.
You grew up a beach bum?
Black
and proud. I know. Well, you're black
beach
and native,
bum,
right?
You hang out on the beach a lot.
Yeah, you know,
you're black and native American, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Chalk, beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's some built-in sunscreen right there.
Too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you are like reddish. That color is
I'm just
amazing.
Teasing you because we're all talking about being so pale. And
no,
I look
that's
over
cool,
and I'm like,
but like I said, I mean, I'm with you because I get red too.
Yeah.
No,
I do. I get sunburnt.
You
know,
got the beautiful tattoos. If you could see this man's tattoos.
I know, they're amazing. And that's what I wanted to say about judging a book by its cover too. Like, so many people will judge people on the way they look. There are certain people that see someone like, you have beautiful tattoos.
Definitely.
Richie has beautiful tattoos. You have them on your face. He has them on his head. People, some people are like, someone with it. I was like that. Where I grew up in upstate New York, if you told me I would be friends with someone with a tattoo on their head, I'd be like,
really?
Who has a tattoo on their head?
Oh, by the way, I was
and
rude.
Then I met
you know, Bill Maher.
People like you.
Yeah.
People
he always
like
makes
him.
Rude comments about
and
black
I was
people
like,
with tattoos,
a minute.
I think.
Oh,
no.
No.
Like,
so rude.
People with tattoos
now.
Are some of the greatest
like,
people I've ever met. A person
that.
With a tattoo would save my life over a person without tattoos.
Can I say
so
something?
So you grow up, it's what Stormy said. You learn. You're not the same person as what you are when you grow up, but it's when people aren't interested in evolving and
or changing or thinking
differently.
Maybe I might be wrong.
Oh
you really,
my
yeah.
gosh.
Yo, that's
beautiful.
Yo,
oh my god.
hold up.
I was gonna show like
yo,
my tattoos,
yes.
but now I'm embarrassed.
Felicity's basically
hold
naked
on.
Right now, showing
off. Listen,
being grateful
this is art. This shit is dope.
Velocity.
Yeah,
and by the way, even without the tattoos, your skin is beautiful. You all have beautiful skin.
She's like totally naked.
Moisturizer, motherfuckers.
Yes.
And
moisturize your
situation. Moisturizer and void. The
it's
fuck
all about
that.
The coconut oil.
It's amazing.
Yes. Coconut oil.
I'm going to send that to you.
Almond oil.
I'm going
to send that to you. This shit is... Yo,
your
that
body
eye?
Is a work of
yo,
art.
Yo, I'm going to hold up.
Coconut
I'm going to say this. If y'all can see this
oil.
Eye on the back of her back.
Yes.
And
Rich,
tweet that shit. Instagram.
Look, I'm about to...
I'm throwing that up on the gram for sure.
Yo, this is crazy.
One of my newest.
I love it. It's beautiful.
It was 45 hours between August and December of 2015.
I love it. That's amazing.
Well, and then this happened after the election.
How could you not? That is beautiful. The safety pin.
My safety pin.
I love it. I was doing the safety pin,
and then
too.
I turned it into a kind of a necklace theme.
It's beautiful.
And now
almost
it's
like
spill
a happy
down
let,
put
like
shadows
a,
and have some jewels dripping off the wings.
I like a collar epaulette.
Yes.
I bought 200 safety pins and left them in the studio in a glass jar.
His show is live on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Oh, amazing.
So in the studio
one,
there, he's got
I have to come visit you, Faith
it's
Boy.
It's the number one downloaded show on Radio Free
Oh, yeah.
Brooklyn.
I love it.
And,
I love
every
it.
Every Saturday
Thank you for your
PM.
Voice and everything you do.
Oh, I'm on it Saturday.
And, yeah, Stormy's going to be on.
Yes,
oh,
Stormy.
I'm
going to
talk more shit this weekend. Stay tuned. I'll be talking more shit on Radio Free Brooklyn, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a time travel thing.
Yes.
Because what we're listening to now
well, yes.
is not
going to we'll
air
be airing
until
next
after
week.
Stories
yes.
on our show. So,
yes.
So I meant I was on it.
But they'll get to hear it on the audio boom.
Back.
Yeah, but
yes.
but whenever I do your show with a guest that's going to be on my show, it's this whole like
time
how do warp. How do I figure out this time travel thing?
Just tell them to smoke more weed and they'll figure it out.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, let me pack another bowl.
But,
oh my god! Right. Oh my god!
Not for us.
But,
Jesus. Of tobacco.
Since you're packing lots of bowls, since you're packing lots of bowls, and I haven't smoked yet.
Yes.
I'm gonna do your station ID right now.
Oh please.
That was just Velocity Child's ass. And you were listening to Radio Free Brooklyn?
Oh. She was naked.
You were listening to
Fallen Women. Fallen Women on Radio Free Brooklyn.
I've never seen her naked before. We're talking about all these posts, and it's like, for some reason, everyone's sensing our energy because someone just commented on the little shrimp wee-wee post. Yes! Some girl wrote, like, this is hilarious. Like, the comments from girls, it's like, I love how girls came together and were like, ew!
What a piece of shit!
Yes! Like, come on! And there were guys in there, too. They were like, what? Like, what guy would do that? Why are they harassing you? Like, you don't get any points
homie,
for, like...
Homie was wild, and you ain't even tell him...
So he got...
He got descriptive.
He got
Remember, he was like, "Okay, I'm like this. I'm like."
He's like, "That's a precursor. I have a NFL, a borderline NFL linebacker
borderline. Did he mean borderline personality disorder?
Yes, I think that's what it was. I think that's what it was.
Here it is.
Yeah, some beautiful girl named Amberlynn. Thank you for your comments, Amberlynn. Live. No one even knows we're doing this. It's like
okay. I just commented.
Does it show? That's a pickle, right?
Hold on. I'm gonna step on in.
Oh no.
Step on in. Instagram.
See, she really wrote. She's like,
where is it?
She said, "This is hilarious. Thanks." And these are girls that live in this neighborhood that have seen this troll of a guy at these bars. There are only like three places to go up there. I grew up there, like, and they have to see this imbecile. So I'm glad these girls know. I tagged.
Who would show that off?
Why would you do that to yourself? Juliet, I just got your comment. And he's trying to threaten me. He's like...
And this is the guy that sent you the wayward dick pic.
Yeah, he called me anorexic. He tried to call me a tranny.
And he's the neo-Nazi?
He's got no body hair. So he was friends with the Martina Markota girl.
Right.
And I saw him writing to her on his page in the comments. But the funny thing was... This is what they were writing to each other, and this is how I found out that she was shady.
Oh, God. She tries to say he's Michael Douglas or
Bradley Cooper. I said he looked like Michael Douglas.
Oh, he says Bradley Cooper or Patrick Dempsey. Dude, no.
No.
You look like a generic white dude with a small dick.
Quincy!
I see a very frustrated frat boy.
Stop trolling and being a misogynist.
I see a frustrated frat boy.
And the thing was, he got violent. Look what he wrote. He's like, I have something for you when I see you. I was like, what you got for me? What you got for me, boo? Let me know. Put your location on so I can come get it. But he never put his location on. He didn't tell Richard.
Was his name Quincy Longstroke?
I know. It's sad. God. But this guy, I told you, he's a professional troll. So like,
didn't even tell Richard.
No, he's a professional troll. So no one, you know, no one likes him. And so many people, just like how I posted about this Martina girl, people came out of the woodwork.
Martina Markota, a.k.a. Lady Alchemy.
Alchemy, yes. She was writing to the troll and saying, you know, how did you find my alt-right secret page? And he's like, it's not hard to find. I just Googled you. And she's like, yeah. Oh, well, all of my feminists, a lot of my fans are feminists, and I don't want them finding this page. And that's where I knew it was shady. I'm like, I can't even respect you. Like, in a weird way, I respect... Like, a member of a cartel, I respect El Chapo more than you because he's not making no bones about who he is. He is what he is. He's like, I'm a drug dealer. That's what I do. She's trying to make money. You hate trans people. You hate people of color.
She's
trying
to make a career out of it.
But you still want every last money of those trans dollars, those minority dollars. You want all of that. So you yourself are just disgusting. And...
Oh my god. Okay, so I'm on Quincy Longstroke's Instagram.
He put that on his Instagram. And look, he's tagging this girl and her friends. And
is that his name?
There you go.
Okay, so
Quincy Longstroke?
Yes. So
wait, the dick pic?
Look, he's talking to this girl and he's like, just in case you were wondering where it was.
So the teeny
weeny, like, he's tagging
his name
is a bunch of people.
Longstroke's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't get that. It's like,
good,
and
you know what? It's good to want things, and it's good to dream.
It's dare to dream. Dare to dream. Like,
what were you going
to
say?
Teamwork.
Come on, it's on the tip of your tongue.
Juliet, and this guy got so angry. Is there something we don't see, Stormy? Like,
I don't know, man.
You guys are former sex workers. You know dick. Like,
well,
you
I'm not, but...
No, you're not.
But I don't. I have no problem with
a stripper. But I'm
anyone
right.
who is,
no.
I have no problem with anybody who is.
Strippers are sex workers.
Yeah.
They fall in the same. Sex workers. Like
I used to be
right.
an MC.
I didn't
umbrella
specifically prostitute.
Many
right.
I have zero
exactly,
problem
yeah.
with anyone who has been a sex worker.
I did it
medley.
I
think it's
stripping was one of
my life is just so boring.
I'm not ashamed of that or anything. Nobody's trying to say, and I will tell you stories about my stripper.
Even a sex operator would be considered
a sex worker.
No, I definitely
yeah,
that was
all good.
I did that.
Sure.
No, okay,
yeah,
that's fair.
That's for the, you know, voluptuous girl.
Oh yeah,
like
I lost my shit plenty of times.
Like beautiful velocity over here. Who I can't believe anybody would ever shame you for your shape.
But
oh well, it happens.
You're a work of art. That's ridiculous.
I've watched that shit.
You're a work of art. We have the photographic evidence.
You are all of this happen to women, to people of color.
Right.
To the extent of, like, body shaming, slut shaming.
Unreal.
You know, like, I just, it's like, why do you think you're any better than anybody else?
Right.
Exactly.
You're not a hoe because you show your body or you have sex or you get paid to have sex. You're a hoe because you think like a hoe. You're a hoe, Martina. And you know why you're a hoe? Because you can't be yourself.
Because
you can't
you
come under to
whatever
people.
Dick
right.
comes
yeah.
along.
Exactly. And it's not even about dick. You just are a liar. You're not about shit. You pretend to be one thing, but you hide and try to victimize people. But you're not a bully. You're a punk bitch. For real, you're a punk bitch. I'm sorry. I didn't really have the words to say. I was trying to be decent. But let's just
aww.
Keep it all the way real. Like,
no, keep it real.
You, yeah, you tried to get your white supremacist to troll me. Like, I had so many people in my inbox, not just you guys. Like I said, burlesque and fashion go hand in hand. A lot of models
like
are servers.
Too.
Yes,
yeah.
They're servers. They're bottle waitresses. They work in the
yep.
clubs. They're strippers
we
too.
Work with them.
They're escorts too. They're go-go girls too. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, it's the truth. Let's keep it all the way real. And they're
yeah.
not
a lot
and,
of our burlesque friends also strip and
also
yeah.
model.
Also and model. And
yes,
all this shit.
They
and
go
act and do acro work,
hand.
Do stand-up comedy,
yeah.
and
yeah.
she has
do theater. Do
she's
fucking
done
everything.
This to so many
sing.
People. So many people
yeah.
hit my inbox. My friends that were models, and they're like, no,
yeah.
my friend is gay, and he's worked with her. My friend is a minority and he's worked with her and they all said she was awful.
Yeah.
Martina, you can say what you want about me. You and your followers can you can say I'm ugly. You can say I'm a fake ambassador.
But
first
she's
of all,
not because I'm
if you
right
can
here next
it,
to her.
Yeah.
I love you all. But no, she can think that. If you can think you're beautiful all you want. That doesn't even bother me because
no,
you're
think,
not beautiful
and
on the
and
inside.
If she didn't have these views and she didn't peddle this shit and troll this
she's
shit
cute.
And bully people. I thought she was a beautiful person.
Right.
I
beautiful
befriended
the outside.
Her. I smoked
listen,
joints with
I booked
her
in my badass
I hung out
show.
With
I
her
know
in the green room. I gave her advice as a
I was
performer.
Amazed
I gave her advice in a club that
I
had worked in
I
for
mean,
many
she's
years.
Cute. I'm
and she
go
felt
overboard.
She was being taken
like,
advantage of.
She's cute.
So I sat there and I, you know, and I coached her and I was like, hey, if you're feeling this way,
Rich,
do this.
You're making the whatever face the meat
I just,
face.
I just wanted
no,
to be clear. Because I want people to know this isn't about a hater thing.
No,
it's
not
like I'm jealous or she
no.
She never once took a booking from me.
You have nothing
not
to be jealous of, first
even,
of all.
Listen,
I'm sitting here looking
is,
at
you.
Hold
if I know how you are on the inside, it's almost like somebody snatching the mask off your face.
Yes.
And revealing your inner glory.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I agree.
You feel
yes.
me?
And I,
so,
but
like,
I
so that's why
know.
I do whatever
thank
face
you, Richie.
Like.
You,
you
put
can,
it
on
perfectly.
The outside,
I completely
you can say whatever
agree
you
with
want.
You.
It's like Scooby-Doo. Who the hell is you?
Yes.
Snatch. Oh, that's you. Oh, okay.
If it weren't yeah. for the meddling libtards.
Yes. The meddling libtards. Damn you, meddling libtards. hearts.
You
like,
know what I'm
you
saying?
You think that's an insult? they call us bleeding hearts. Like, or, that we care
oh,
about.
Oh, you social
like,
justice
insult.
Warrior.
I'm
you're
like,
a horrible person because you're a social justice warrior. Because
you care
like,
about other people.
I,
thank
because
you
I
for
give
the
a
compliment.
Fuck about
yes.
the world. I give
you're
a fuck about
you and aware.
I just love how warrior is supposed to be an insult.
I know.
Thank you. Or social justice. How is that equated?
Because I stick up for someone else's civil fucking rights.
You're an SJW.
They try and
I'm
anybody
an asshole?
They actually tried to call me anti-white and it's so funny in the same
oh
day
my that's
God.
My favorite
and
that's my
the
fucking
same
favorite.
People this okay the same guy who trolled me he told first
you know what
first he tried to call me a racial slur then
I'm
he tried to tell me that if I care that much about minorities I should get a tan so he's telling me I'm not black enough I'm not brown enough to be a minority. I'm like, I'm
you know
like
what?
Pakistani, Afghan, Persian American. Like,
you know what the ironic thing about that is? Is that it actually should be more white people saying shit
right.
and sticking up for shit. It
exactly.
shouldn't always just fall on the burden of the fucking
of people
of that
color who it's happened to.
Are
it's called
being
empathy.
Fucked with.
It's called
well,
empathy.
We're never
going
to get past
fucking
it
too. Using your privilege to better someone
yeah.
else's
I've never been
life.
Poor. I've never been poor. I've never been a stripper. I've never been a sex worker. But those
I've
are my friends.
All.
I can feel your pain though. Believe me, I can, because I don't get paid to deal with people like... First of all, I don't deal with people like Martina Marcota. She's an idiot. If you're trying to be something that you're not, why would you mean me? Like, that's the world's dumbest criminal shit. Why, if you don't want the UN
it's
and the activists,
leech.
Right?
It's
if you don't
the
want
leech.
The feminists to know who you are, hold why on, would you pee. Meme and get at me? I am literally, that's what I do. Like,
is.
I out people like that. I am that. I look out for the community. And you know what? Doing all of this, although I saw so much ugliness, I learned so much about burlesque. I learned about the art of it. I learned about all the different art forms it celebrates from going all the way from all these different cultures that you
I'm
all
I'm actually
learn
ending
about.
A 13-year run of a show I produced called Badass Burlesque.
It's
yes.
amazing.
You'll have to come.
It's Badass Burlesque. I would love to.
It's a Monday, 9 p.m., February 13th at the Slipper Room.
I
if
love
I may,
it.
Yes.
I was going to, because me and Fada, you know, we tend to step out on the town pretty frequently and stuff like that. And I was going to mention something to her about that as well. About, like, the whole burlesque thing. Because when she mentioned what was going on, I was like, you know, I kind of know a few people, but not really in that scene. But, so I get the whole camaraderie. I
oh,
get
you
how
know
it's, like,
them
so
now.
Tight.
Yeah,
right.
it was
like,
so...
I
know
to the,
them
like,
now.
I've been to the Slipper
it's
Room.
A very
you know what I mean? I had a great time.
It's a very
and,
tight-knit group. It's a very tight...
Right.
Very uplifting community. They're very much
naked
supportive
there
of each
night.
Other. Yeah, and there's no judgment. There's no shaming. You can be naked or you can have an elaborate
you can be any
costume.
Size.
In the same room.
Almost any
but
age.
But my thing is,
like,
it don't just stop.
Be,
race, religion,
right,
anything.
It don't just stop with the burlesque dancers or whatnot. You know what I mean? It's just the whole... What comes with it, you know?
A
what
lot
I mean? Because
of traditionally
my boy,
burlesque dancers, they were like some of the outcasts of society, and yeah. and they that's where they came together to be a family to find acceptance. And when I
it's
heard
not that
from
different
all,
from like a sideshow family or a circus family,
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Similar.
And
well, they were very and still
we were intertwined. Yes, and I saw the things that people would write me that you wrote me in Velocity that people were writing me, and they were saying, you know. Thank you for being so bold. And I don't mean to get emotional, but it really touched me. It meant
aww.
Something to me. At first, I thought maybe I made the wrong move. Like, I
no,
was like, maybe
didn't.
I shouldn't
no.
have said all that. Maybe I'm making
we
myself
we thought that,
petty.
Too, when we were on it. Because we even had
but
people
I've been
on
I felt that when I wrote
maybe
you
that
I wanted
so
to
bad.
Write something to let you know that you don't feel bad about what you're doing.
No.
Yeah, I'm so not about.
We need a backup too.
No,
yeah.
And I want you to know that I am here for you. These people do not scare me. They have no credibility. This girl is spreading all these lies. She's saying that you can pay to get in the UN. First of all, just to clear it up once and for all, because every bad person that has no leg to stand on, they come for your credibility. And it's not the first time that somebody tried to poke
our
a hole.
President-elect,
yeah.
ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
Oh, you make the best face
do
when you,
you
say that, Stormy.
Do you... it's huge.
Huge with a Y.
No, I've been typing Y.
Yeah,
huge
it's
for a
huge.
Long time. Because fuck that guy. Oh, no. Not
Do
ready
I?
For tomorrow, not for tomorrow. Where were we going?
No, so I was going to say that, you know, I thought maybe it was a risky move to do, but in terms of the UN, that's how I got to the UN, because I actually, I beefed with Dan Bilzerian because he kicked a woman in the face in a casino. Right. Everybody knows what he's about, but all that was consensual. Those girls go with him, oh, they're escorts, he does what he does, that's none of my business. But there was a video of him, and he kicked a girl. He always wears boots, and he kicked a girl in the face. And I tagged him, and I wrote an open letter to him, just like I wrote to Lady Alchemy. And I was like, listen, you can't go kicking people in the face. I would not condone that the other way around either. People always try to act like feminists
can't
are man
anyone.
Yeah,
in the
or
face.
That we
yeah,
want to
no.
we want to punish men. We
I love
take them
men.
Down,
I
dominate.
Love men.
It's
I
not
love
that.
All people.
I do too. My
no.
man's a great man.
Right.
Fucking.
We can't live without
this guy
men.
Seems great.
He's great.
He's all right.
Faceboy's great too. You're great
Thank
too,
you.
Faceboy. You,
know
you really
is?
Are.
Oh, yeah.
I
know her well.
And so
that
went viral.
I love men. I've married the fucking
so
one.
He got his guys to troll
oh,
me, and
right.
they were saying sexist
yeah, have
things.
To,
they were like, oh, did you sleep with him and he rejected
me.
You? I was like, ew, I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. I don't like guys like
hear
that. No way. And they really had this idea that every woman... You know, they're narcissists. They think that their money can buy them every woman. They
and
can
then everyone runs after money.
Yeah. Even the women that run
That's
after money might not run after your money.
And
so,
again, it's,
hey.
Again, it goes back on an education yeah. thing. Like, it goes back on, like, teaching
yeah.
men and boys what consent
right,
is
right.
and what actually...
Well, he got his
we
fortune
are human
by
as
his
well.
Dad stole from the government and defrauded the government. It was tax fraud. I mean, I don't care. I would rather have an honest dollar than a million dishonest dollars.
Are you regarding Trump here?
No. Well, that goes hand in hand, too. But meaning how I got to the UN was by doing the same thing, by taking a risk, calling someone out that was popular, even mm-hmm. though I'm in entertainment, I'm in fashion.
Even though your opinion might not be the popular
right,
one.
Right, it won't be popular. He's in the same scene. He knows the same celebrities I do. And we know what that Hollywood bullshit is like. Everyone's afraid to upset somebody else, the whole Roman Polanski effect. Like, no. I don't care if you take that. Trust me, I love what I built in modeling. I believe in it. But these connections that I make with people, the people that told me I changed their life, that means so much more to me because there's a million other girls prettier than me, more talented than me, that take better pictures than me, that are better than me.
That.
All things
no, but,
being relative, I guess.
No, but it's true. But my voice, the way I, you know, the way you directly and uniquely affected me, Velocity, the
Aww.
Way you affected me, Faceboy, the way
Thank
you affected me,
you.
Stormy, the way you affected me,
oh,
Juliet, and the way Rich affects me too, it's all unique. It's never going to happen the same way again.
You guys have a beautiful chemistry, I might
Oh, well, you know, it's but the same with you all. I feel like-minded people, positive energy. I believe so much in energy, and what you put out is what comes back to you, and I feel like that's how all of this happened. I didn't know about burlesque. I didn't know about any of this that was going on, but I feel like it's energy. It's like what my friend
just... It was
just,
like a wild turkey just flying through your window one
yes,
afternoon.
Yes, exactly. It's
like, what
it's like what my friend yeah. Justine said. She said, you know, no, this has affected so many different communities, fashion, burlesque. As we know in New York, our arts community
the
is very small.
Rockets.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
it's very
they're,
small.
Yeah, they're
we
not
all,
happy about that.
No.
Tomorrow night. No.
Nobody is happy about this. At the end of the day, like, we know hate.
Mormon,
and anything that there. Smells, sounds, looks like hate, I don't want any
and
part of it.
I don't.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sit there and look
toxic.
At it in the mirror every night.
No, what you
show,
do is beautiful.
But I'm trying to go up on stage and tell a story.
Bring happiness and joy to us.
Happiness and joy, or bring awareness, or say something.
Stormy,
or...
we were just watching you, and we got so happy. I got so happy. Just
Did
like
we all watched
you. Yes. Did you see
the
giant sheep on my
from
face?
The Battlestar Galactica.
That was incredible.
And
like,
honestly,
I'm so thankful
but the
that
thing
you
is,
shared
but
that with us.
But I don't feel like, you know, someone like her... actually gets that or
no.
I don't feel like she gets
the things that any of us generic. Do. Yeah.
The thing is, too, the thing that she says about Trump supporter, like, I would have no problem, and I grew up in a red state, you grew up in a red state. I would have I have a lot of relatives, a lot of friends that are Republicans. I would have zero problems with being in a room full of Republicans, because Republican, that's a spectrum. There's plenty of Republicans who aren't hateful, who aren't racist, who aren't any of these things. That is not what we're upset about. It's when you sit there and say, or you imply, which she's done, white people are superior, other people are lesser. Trans people, it's okay to mock them. It's okay
and women
to
should shut the fuck up.
Women should shut the fuck up.
And breed.
And yes. Yeah. That's breed just war. Hateful.
And breed just war and prison.
I mean, there's an entire YouTube interview of her talking about gay marriage and how there's no real reason to have gay marriage because it's a religious thing and the government shouldn't be involved in it.
Right.
And it's a religious thing and it doesn't matter. And I'm like, I'm not religious. I'm a goddamn fucking atheist. But I'm married, so is my marriage null and void because I'm not religious, even though I'm in a straight marriage?
Yeah, I mean, it's
by
absurd.
By her logic, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
her
this
logic
girl
is
has, that's what I'm saying. This is the kind of person we're dealing with.
Right,
and,
right.
And it's bullshit, so she's
and by
like
the way,
a petulant
might I interject,
child.
Folks, if you just go to Google and you type in Lady Alchemy Nazi...
I'm going to do it right
the
now.
The very first website that comes up.
Like the fact that anything
is,
comes up.
That anything
it's crucial. It's crucial.
But Farah?
I would like to promote it right now. So I'm going to Google it myself.
Ooh, New York Alt-Right Part 1.
Yeah, read, what's the name of the website?
It is called NYC. ANTIFA, and it is a anti-fascist group. So I'm going to say that again.
Yes, their website is dedicated to calling out neo-Nazis.
Yes, and it's ANTIFA. So NYC.
That is the first website that comes up.
ANTIFA, and they're a great group. I follow them on Twitter. They have a great blog, and their whole thing is exposing alt-right neo-Nazis that are in the New York area, and there's many more than you could possibly imagine.
That's
we think
crazy.
We live in this liberal oasis.
In this nice bubble.
Where everybody's a left-wing Democrat.
Oh, because they love talking about how we're living in our liberal bubble.
Yeah, the coastal
elites. Giving it out of their bubble.
I think it's really...
Like you're living in your liberal bubble.
What'd
you say?
I think it's really important that we are on this subject of how do we deal with the alt-right being part of the New York City arts community. And that's kind of the heart of what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
But I also want to address a bit of a disagreement with Farah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love men. And I am a man.
No.
I feel that men are mutants. And I actually know that we are technically mutants. Because in the womb, every fetus starts as a woman.
It's female, yeah.
They start as a woman.
Oh, trip the fuck out.
It's true.
No, it's true.
For you,
we have the
for you pro-lifers out there. For you pro-lifers out there.
All fetuses are female to a point in development.
And they will either stay a woman or they will mutate and become a man.
Testosterone.
Or
become
both.
And, no, and therefore...
Sometimes you get hermaphrodite.
Yes,
you know.
But therefore...
Intersex, yeah.
All men are mutants. And I'm sorry to say this, it makes me sort of a self-hating man, but I'll admit to it, I'm a fucking mutant. And that makes me
you
inferior.
Are,
no, I but I don't
well,
agree.
Far, my God.
I think you're worthy and wonderful.
I'm just glad that I'm living and I'm breathing.
I hate the patriarchy, but I love men.
Yes.
I love men too.
I get it.
Well, there you
I
have
hate
it.
The patriarchy does to men as well as
it's
what it
very
does
damaging
to women.
To men.
I think men are often maligned.
I'm
going to
get
abused.
Like I can't walk, babe.
Circumstances where they're not allowed to show their feelings.
Hold on, let me.
You know,
let's
me and
Stormy
are getting sloshed on.
Sure,
campaign.
Yeah. Let's
talk about.
Let's address that.
Go ahead, keep it going.
No, I was.
I'm a chime. I'm a chime
in
when I need to.
I did
that's the topic that
I
would like to talk about.
What's
yeah, happening? I feel like the patriarchy. Really,
I think it's very damaging to men.
I feel like men are put in a box just as much as women are.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a different box. It's a box of a different color,
agreed.
If you will.
But it's one that they created as well.
It's a box nonetheless, and they're boxed in, and they can't show their feelings.
They're expected to have, like, miles of responsibility, die for your country, all the strength. You can't have a moment of vulnerability. Can't and cry. How does one process shitty things happening, you know, for lack of a better intelligent
without being
term,
able to fucking cry.
Without being able to, like, being able to get it out of your fucking system.
Or
exercise the demon.
Yeah, you know, it's terrible.
And
it's
I think a lot of violence.
Ask for fucking help.
I think a lot of violence against women is perpetrated by men being in a box as well.
Yeah.
Yes,
agree.
It's
cyclical. It's cyclical.
It's like a vicious cycle, right?
Yo.
Like I said, it's cyclical.
OG just sold it up. OG just sold it up.
Okay, tell the white girl again what OG stands for.
It's not old girls. Or old gals.
Old gals.
Wait, usually
old
gals.
Old gals.
That's what you said.
I know, I'm like, old gals.
I died.
Original gangsta.
Original gangsta, bitch. What?
Wanna set the world on fire? That is my one mad desire. I'm a devil in disguise. Got murder in my eyes. Now I could see blood running through the streets. Just look what a hole I'm in. Give me gunpowder, give me dynamite. Give me gunpowder, give me dynamite. Yeah, I'd wreck the city, wanna blow it up tonight. I took my Winchester down off the shelf. I took my Winchester down off the shelf. When I get through shooting, won't be nobody left.
Thank you for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. If you enjoy what you hear and you'd like to continue to support independent community media, we hope you'll consider supporting us with a small monthly pledge. Please go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge and help keep commercial-free independent radio alive.